This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, City of St. Louis, Respondent versus State of Missouri, and Andrew Bailey, Missouri Attorney General, Appellants, decided March 25th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, City of St. Louis, number ED2792, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 2222-CC-08736, State of Missouri, and Andrew. Honorable Jason M. Sangheiser, Bailey, Missouri Attorney General, Appellants. Filed March 25, 2025. Before Lisa P. Page, P.J., Rebecca Navarro McKelvey, J., and Virginia W. Lay, J., the State of Missouri and Attorney General Andrew Bailey, 1, collectively state, appeal from the trial court's grant of summary judgment in favor of the City of St. Louis, City, on its petition for declaratory judgment seeking reimbursement from the State Legal Expense Fund, SLEF. We reverse. Background A.S., decedent, was shot and fatally wounded by a police officer in a publicized and controversial 2011 incident. In 2012, decedent's surviving daughter, filed an action. Andrew Bailey has been substituted for former Attorney General Eric Schmidt, pursuant to Rule 52.13D. 2 for wrongful death and civil rights violations against the St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners, Board 2, and the officer. The case was settled in June 2013. However, in December 2017, daughter filed a motion to reopen discovery and for sanctions, alleging the Attorney General's office and the board failed to disclose 2 DNA reports while the wrongful death suit was pending. 1 DNA test, completed on February 12, 2012, showed the police officer's DNA on the trigger, grip, and rough areas of the revolver found in decedent's car. The second report, on July 31, 2012, concluded the police officer's DNA was also on the revolver's head screw. Despite numerous discovery requests, these DNA tests were never produced to daughter prior to settlement of her wrongful death suit. In fact, but for the subsequent criminal charges against the police officer when the circuit attorney publicly stated the police officer's DNA was discovered on the revolver at issue, daughter would not have discovered the city's malfeasance as she believed the matter was concluded by the settlement agreement in the underlying case. On April 12, 2019, daughter entered another settlement agreement with the board, attorney general, and the city for conduct alleged in the motion for sanctions. As the board's successor in interest, the city paid daughter $250,000 pursuant to the agreement. The city filed a petition for declaratory judgment seeking SLEF reimbursement and a motion for summary judgment, arguing that pursuant to sections 84.345.2 and 105.726.3 RSMO 2016-3, it was entitled to judgment as a matter of law. The state also filed a motion for summary judgment, arguing it was entitled to judgment because the SLEF statutes do not provide coverage for claims tendered to the Attorney General after August 28, 2005. Thus, the second pursuant to section 84.344 RSMO 2016, the city is the successor in interest to the board. For ease of reading, we refer to the entities interchangeably. 3. All further statutory references are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise indicated. 3. Underlying claim was not subject to reimbursement as a matter of law. The trial court granted summary judgment in favor of the city. This appeal follows. Background: the legislature created SLEF in 1983 to pay claims or judgments against the state, its agencies and employees, as well as other individuals and entities. State XRL Schmidt vs. City of St. Louis, 639 SW3D 540, 542, MOAP ED 2022, quoting Holmes vs. Steelman, 624 SW3D 144, 149, MOAP Bunk 2021. See also section 105.711.1 RSMO 2000. In 2005, the Supreme Court interpreted section 105.711.22 to provide representation, reimbursement, and satisfaction of judgments or settlements of actions against members of the board and officers of the St. Louis Police Department because they were officers of the state as contemplated by SLEF. Smith v. State, 152, SWU3D 275, 278, MoBank 2005, superseded by statute. In response to the holding in Smith, the legislature amended section 105.1726, adding subsection 3. monies in the state legal expense fund shall not be available for the payment of any claim or any amount required by any final judgment rendered by a court of competent jurisdiction against a board of police commissioners established under Chapter 84, RSMO, including the commissioners, any police officer, notwithstanding sections 84.330 and 84.710, RSMO, or other provisions of law, other employees, agents, representative O.